It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's almost the end of January, depending on when you're listening to this, either Saturday, January 25th at 9:05, or Sunday, January 26th at 7:05. Where did January go? I know we've had some weird weather, hot days and cold days. For my running friends, I just want to give you a big shout out for doing the Snowflake Shuffle at the Copper Door in Bedford a couple weeks ago. And for those of you that like the Winter Wild series, we continue to have that series. Just go on the Winter Wild website, Northeast Delta Dental. Is one of the major sponsors of the Winter Wild series. And for my running friends, basically you run up a black diamond, then you run down, you're done, then you can go skiing. So that's kind of a fun one. The last one we did was at Crotchet Mountain. As far as the normal running, the Northeast Delta Dental Points Chase series is going well, and again, the race at Copper Door was the first in the 2020 series. I want to give a big shout out to Dr. Brian Hirschdorfer for joining me last week in show to talk about the Big Z Challenge. And I encourage you to go on that website, the Bruins Dentist website, and you'll get information on the Big Z Challenge, which is a fundraiser for the Elliott Cancer Center, which will be the biggest one on the in southern New Hampshire. I love this radio show because it's given me an opportunity to meet some great people and also share some great things that are going on in new and organizations, some relatively new, some, you know, long time. And with me this weekend is friend Phil Taubin, new intern, graduate from Southern New Hampshire University, Matt Foster, here to talk about Swim with a Mission. Phil and Matt, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Well, thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
So let's start with you, Phil. I mean, you have a long history of giving back to the community, but specifically, why did you start Swim with a Mission? And then Matt, feel free to jump in as you see things now that you're getting engaged, you know, with Phil to, you know, to help out.
So Tom, you know, thank you, and thank you again for having us on
of
the
course.
Show. It's really great. So Julie and I have
your wife,
my wife, yep. Yes. You know, who makes me look good all the time. Over the last 25 years, we have tried very hard to give back to our community. When we first came to New Hampshire, we didn't have any money, so we volunteered. And then, fortunately, we've done well enough to be able to make donations and get on boards and so forth. And we realized, you know, we're in the middle of a presidential primary right now. In the last presidential primary we went through, it was the Republicans' turn to have lots of people running. And we spent a lot of time in particular with one candidate who took us to lots of town hall meetings at VFW halls, American Legions. And we spent about 18 months doing that, and it really opened our eyes to the problems that our veterans are having here in New Hampshire. And the feeling we had was really one of being embarrassed, to be honest with you. While we were proud of the charitable work we've done with children and education and animals and so forth, we were a little embarrassed that we have not really focused on veterans. And the more research we did, the more we talked to veterans, the more we realized what a huge problem we have. And Tom, you know, we have in New Hampshire over 130,000 veterans. So, you know, nationally, you're talking about half a percent of our population, you know, are veterans. In New Hampshire, we're talking about 11%. And in that big community, we have veterans that are, you know, doing very well. They're amongst our top leaders in our state, business leaders, politicians. But we also know we have too many veterans that are struggling with invisible wounds, struggling from the things they saw and did in their service. And so once we dug in, we realized we had to do something. That's why we started this.
It's a good point about the great point about the veterans, and there's a number of organizations that have stepped out. Of course, stepped up Veterans Count, sponsored by Easter Seals. And one of the things, just as an aside, for those veterans who may be listening today, we know also from an oral health perspective that 9 out of 10 times when a veteran goes to the VA, not because of the people at the VA, but because of congressional guidelines, 9 out of 10 times they or rejected, basically. So when I found that out about, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, I've set up with Dr. Mitch Correa a network of dentists who have served our country, and a veteran can call me at 223-1300, and I talk to you, and then you'll talk to Mitch Correa, and then we can get you to the dental office, and Delta Dental pays for it. But it is true, with our population, like you said, 130,000 out of, you know, 1.2 million people. It's really impressive, but we definitely can do more. So thank you for stepping up and doing it. So you specifically talked about PTS and PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. So how does Swim with the Mission help on that front, for example?
So Tom, when we looked around at the landscape, and you mentioned Veterans Count, which is one of the organizations we support, a great organization. We looked around New Hampshire and looked at the landscape of veteran service organizations. Our sort of view, our take on that is that we actually do have enough veteran service organizations. We have big ones like Veterans Count. We have lots of small ones. And although there isn't just one that comprehensively does everything, what we realize is that if we could find more funding for the veteran service organizations we already have, that would be the best path to help more veterans. So when we created Swim with a Mission, our thought was, let's not be another veteran service organization and try to replicate what already exists. Let's try to help them where they really need help, which is let's go out and raise more money, raise more awareness. Okay, and together we'll be able to provide more support to veteran service organizations. So I mentioned Veterans Count. There are a number of other organizations that we support, and we've been doing this now for 3 years, and I think we've learned a lot. I think there's still a lot we have to learn. But the more we learn, the more we sort of start to realize where the holes are, where the gaps are. And addressing the invisible wounds is a huge gap. So last year we helped create an equine immersion program. We know that, you know, being around the horses and there's amazing programs, it really helps. But there are none, you know, once you get north of Concord, there are none, right? So our veterans in the North Country can't get down to Nashua and to Massachusetts. So we created one with the Ladd Farm in the Newfound Lake area, right? We know that art therapy programs work. And Tom, would you believe that there are no art therapy programs in New Hampshire? You know, the VA has a very small program. They don't have a lot of resources, but there are no real art therapy programs. So we are creating one now.
Wow. And right? we know it works, like you said.
Yeah. We know it works. So we've seen it in Massachusetts and New York. And so we have teamed up with the Courier, the VA, the state of New Hampshire, Governor Sununu has been very supportive, and Veterans Count. And the Courier has created a pilot project, and we are then, once we've got this pilot project and it's working, and right now it's happening, we are then over the course of this year and next year going to roll out these programs out in the seacoast in Nashua, take them up to the North Country where our veterans are, right, in their communities, in a great partnership with all these amazing organizations. And Swim with a Mission is going to be the primary funder of those programs, right?
Awesome. Now, Swim with a Mission, you and Julie over these past 3 years have raised over $2 million. And the website, by the way, is swimwithamissionalloneword.org. So $2 million, I know I do a lot of fundraising for a lot of compelling organizations. That's a, you know, that's a great number. So I'm assuming, though, you have to keep it refreshed and so forth. So are you looking for more corporate sponsors for 2020, Swim with a Mission? Tell us what you have in mind for 2020.
We're always looking for more sponsors.
All right, my CEO friends out there, those of you in a position, and they would just contact swimwiththemission.org?
Exactly. Just go to swimwiththemission.org, and there's a button there you can push, and it'll get right to Julie, who will, and then Julie or I or Matt will get right back to you. So thank you for that, Tom. The primary events we are running are from July 9th through July 11th. We'll have about 30 Navy SEALs coming in for the week with their families. Most of them are at DevGru, which we know is SEAL Team 6, the current leadership and some of the past leadership. We have a number of very famous Navy SEALs coming in. In addition to that group, we just got confirmation yesterday from Jason Redman, who's a well-known name in the Navy SEAL community. And over the course of those 3 days, we have a very exciting third annual paintball tournament. So the Navy SEALs put on a program where they show companies who bring employees real team-first attitude, real team building. They talk about mental toughness and leadership. And then just to make sure that everybody is paying attention, we play paintball. We do a paintball tournament. Each team gets their own Navy SEAL. And we really test that team building aspect and the mental toughness. The last 2 years, that event, I'm told, has been the most successful fundraiser in paintball ever in the history of America, which is really blows our mind that
wow.
we inadvertently, we didn't even know what we were doing, we created that. And then we have two events on the 10th around the canines. We bring the SEAL canine unit in. People love seeing the dogs and so forth. And then on Saturday the 11th, that's our big swim day. Last year we had 300 swimmers who themselves raised over $100,000, and they swam across beautiful Newfound Lake. As you know, Tom, one of the cleanest lakes in America.
Absolutely.
Right? Beautiful place to swim and obviously to run and et cetera. And then we had over 5,000 people come out to see the Navy SEALs put on a demonstration. We had millions of hits on social media. I mean, social media went crazy with the SEALs jumping out of helicopters and so forth. This year, the Coast Guard wants to get in on the action. The Coast Guard is bringing two helicopters. If you've ever been out on a boat and seen the helicopters you need at the Coast Guard, they drop rescue swimmers into the water from the helos, and then they rescue swimmers and cast back up into the helo. So they'll be demonstrating some of those skills. And then our National Guard will be bringing some Army helicopters, some Black Hawks, and there's some stuff they have planned as well. And then, of course, we'll have about 24 veteran service organizations there. If you're a veteran service organization listening to this and you weren't there last year, also please contact us. There's so many veterans and veterans' families there. It's a great way to make connections.
And that's July 9th, 10th, and 11th at Newfound Lake. And again, the website is swimwithamission.org. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio. And this weekend with me is Phil Taub, who is the founder with his wife Julie of Swim with a Mission. And Phil now has a colleague that will be helping him, Matt Foster, a recent graduate from Southern New Hampshire University. And so I'm going to ask Matt to talk about how Phil contacted him and, you know, why he got involved with Swim with a Mission. And first, Matt, maybe talk about your Southern New Hampshire University experience and what you studied there and how you got involved here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Tom.
Of course.
I'm a recent graduate, as you mentioned, from Southern New Hampshire University. I just got my master's degree in sport business and sport marketing. And last year, one of my mentors at SNU, Doug Blaze, reached out to me and said he had a great opportunity for an internship. And that's when I met Phil and Julie. And honestly, coming in, I wasn't sure, you know, what Swim with a Mission was, what they did. And I'm a sport major, so I was really looking for a sport internship. But after coming along and joining the team and interning with Swim with a Mission, I mean, this is just an incredible organization. The things that Phil and Julie and the whole Swim with a Mission board has done is just unbelievable. And I'm so happy and proud to be a part of the team now. And as Phil said, 2020 is going to be a really big year for Swim with a Mission.
And it's so compelling, but like everything, we have to always keep it, you know, refreshed and creative. And that's why Phil, I'm sure, brought you in. I'm glad to hear that Professor Doug Blaze is still around. He and I go way back to soccer days in Bedford a million years ago. So he was your mentor, huh?
Yes. Doug is a great man, and he helped me a lot through my studies at SNU.
Great. I'm not surprised. So the website, again, is swimwithamissionalloneword.org, and it raises money to fund various veteran service organizations, including some of the ones we mentioned, like Veterans Count and so forth, but also other ones. So, for example, you also fund Bridges House, and you're addressing veterans' homelessness. Tell us how the process works. So you've raised $2 million, and you're aware of these other organizations, all these veterans organizations that help. and you probably at that point, you know, allocate, you know, what you've raised accordingly. Is that basically how it works?
Yeah. So we invite veteran service organizations locally, regionally, and nationally to apply for funds from us, and then once a year in the fall, because most of our fundraising is in the summer. So, you know, once we've collected all the money in the fall, then we go ahead and allocate it out. And so right now we have another whole group of veteran service organizations that have come to us and applied for funds. And again, we, you know, in the beginning, we were really just looking for where can we make the most difference. Alex Ray, Tom, who you know is a great man, has done a lot of stuff for our community and other communities. For example, had been trying for many years to raise money and very successfully for permanent housing for veterans, for homeless veterans up in the Plymouth area. And it just took a little longer. They raised a tremendous amount of money. There was a big effort up there. And then they were suddenly just short $85,000 right at the end. Because the construction costs had gone up because it had taken a while. So we swooped in. We gave them the $85,000, and 2 weeks later they broke ground. And we couldn't have been more proud, right, to team up with men like Alex Ray and others who raised that kind of money. And now a year later it's built. It's just above the Walmart in Plymouth. I think there's 43 units there. It really is incredible.
It's incredible. It's very functional. And again, that's an example of why New Hampshire is special. You found out that Alex was short of $85,000,
yeah.
And you swooped in, and no different than how I found out about the issue with veterans' oral health just through a random other radio show that I was driving around listening to it. I couldn't believe it. Checked it out. It was true that, you know, most veterans can't get service oral health services at the VA, and then went ahead and did something. So It's a great formula, and I really commend you. Now, you have some other things. We talked about the team building and the Swim with the Mission, actually July 9th, 10th, and 11th. But earlier in 2020, you have some other things that you're planning, probably with Matt's help. So tell us about what's going on in the spring.
Yeah,
with Captain Phillips.
Yes, very excited. So most people have seen the movie Captain Phillips, which features Captain Phillips, of course, played by Tom Hanks, captain of a merchant marine ship that gets taken hostage by Somali pirates. And, you know, I'm not ruining this for anybody because the story is very well known, but Captain Phillips is ultimately rescued by the Navy SEALs. And the actual boat that he was in, trapped in there for 3 days with the Somali pirates, is down at the Navy SEAL Museum in Fort Pierce, Florida. And if anybody is down in Fort Pierce, Florida, definitely encourage you to go check out the Navy SEAL Museum. And we're gonna bring in Captain Phillips as well as some of the Navy SEALs who rescued Captain Phillips. And on March 13th at the Palace Theater, we're going to be showing the movie Captain Phillips, and then we'll do a question and answer afterwards. We did this a few months ago with the movie 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. We brought in Mark Geis, better known as Oz. I mean, that thing sold out, Tom, in about a day and a half, and it was an incredible event, which has got us excited about doing this Captain Phillips event. We're going to a much bigger venue. We'll be able to have 750 people there, and people can just go to our website to look for tickets at swimwiththemission.org. And then, you know, after that, we are very lucky. We have secured President Bush. Tom, I think you know this. President Bush has been painting since he's been out of office. And he has now created a collection of art called Portraits of Courage. And each one of them is a portrait of a veteran or a group of veterans that he's painted. And we have secured Portraits of Courage to come to New Hampshire this summer.
Nice.
Yeah, for July, August, and September. This will be the first time that Portraits of Courage has ever come to the Northeast of America. And so we're really proud to be bringing it to New Hampshire, you know, not to denigrate Boston and New York City, great cities, but we're very proud to bring it to New Hampshire first. And the reason we're bringing Portraits of Courage to the Courier Museum is because we want to have this conversation in New Hampshire about the invisible wounds, and we want to talk about how art therapy helps our veterans, and we can't think of a better way to do that than bringing the Portraits of Courage, right? And it'll be there for 3 months for anybody to go and visit the Courier. And, you know, we're expecting a lot of great stuff to come out of that, from raising money to having the conversation. And then we are, in conjunction with the Courier, starting art programs, art therapy programs, which we then hope to be able to roll out all over the state, which currently don't exist in New Hampshire.
This is awesome, because you're partnering with the Courier. You're raising funds. You're dealing with the art therapy. You're dealing with PTSD. But you're also helping the Courier to showcase itself. So I really love this creativity, Phil and Matt. So keep that going. So again, for everybody listening, swimwiththemission.org, all one word. The core event is July 9th and through 11th at Newfound Lake, but we also have the showing at Palace Theater at March 13th, and then all this summer at the Courier. So go on swimwiththemission.org for that information. Buy tickets. If you're a CEO, if you're a leader in your organization, we could use the additional funds. So this is so exciting. You should feel really proud. And Matt, I think you've already energized the organization, so that's great.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Now, I was asked to, one of my colleagues said, would you ask Phil about the young victim of sex trafficking in Cambodia, how the prosthetic arm story in Manchester, New Hampshire, how that all came about? That must have been interesting.
Yeah, so that's just one of those things, you know, when we're very fortunate, and you've probably had this experience, Tom, when you're in this, you know, you never know when the door opens what's going to be on the other side. And, you know, it really is just so amazing. So this last summer, I mentioned Mark Geist earlier. Mark Geist came to our program, to the Swim with a Mission program. And I was familiar with Mark. I'd never met him. It was like meeting a movie star or a sports hero or something like that. And Mark was very generous with his time, and he actually helped us raise quite a lot of money. He told the story of how him having a canine really helped him, and we raised a lot of money to buy support and service dogs for veterans. And I asked him, what can we do for you? And he told me about a young woman named Nora, who at the time was in a safe house in Cambodia, all the way on the other side of the world, who he had been involved with in her rescue. She had been taken captive as part of a sex trafficking ring. And at some point, she had tried to escape. And in the process of the escape, her captor tried to kill her. Fortunately, he didn't kill her, but he did chop off one of her hands. And Oz said, do you know anybody that could help us get a prosthetic for her? And do I know somebody, Tom? Matt Albuquerque,
right? Yep.
Matt Albuquerque at Next Step in Manchester. Who better in this whole country than Matt? And I don't even think I was 30 seconds into that when Matt said yes. And so about a month later, we had Nora here. We had Nora here in Manchester, and Matt got her fit for a prosthetic. And we took with this Matt Foster's help, we went over to SNU. And we met with a group of 200 students, and Nora told her survivor story, which is honestly one of the hardest things to listen to, but one of the most compelling survivor stories I've ever heard. Incredible bravery.
This is awesome because, you know, again, the connections. You got Matt Albuquerque, and then you had Nora speak to the students. It's a beautiful circle of education, helping, and connections. I mean, it's awesome. Great to hear that story. So again, the website is swimwiththemission.org. The key dates are March 13th, the Captain Phillips movie at the Palace Theater, and then in the summer, the events at the Courier, and then July 9th, 10th, and 11th, the Navy SEALs will be in town at Newfound Lake. So swimwiththemission.org. Phil, thank you for all you've done for veterans and getting the SEALs here, and of course, you know, I'm close to the Morrisons in Concord, and you know their son was a Navy SEAL as well. So, I appreciate all you've done for the veterans, as well as getting the SEALs here. And that's probably we could spend another 25 minutes explaining how you got the SEALs here. So, thank you for that as well.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having us on the show.
And Matt, keep it going, because Phil and I aren't going to be around here forever. So we're
thanks,
expecting Tom. A younger crowd to take over at some point.